I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 404-726-0929. It's the wake-up call. My name is Mike. That's Allie. His name is Squid, and he gave you a very subpar list on MTV reality shows.
That was a phenomenal list.
And Dylan
list.
Is back there just wondering what all of these shows are, because he's like, dude, I have no idea.
I knew all of these shows except Two A Days. That's the only one I didn't know.
It is old school.
But all the other ones, all the other ones I watched.
As old as Real World is, it's still... can, you know, still rolls on and with today's younger people because it was so long. Like, it's I don't know, when, like, Real World started in, like, 93, right?
92 was 92? First year, I think.
And I'll say this.
But it was on for, like, 25 years.
My mom and I watched, obviously, Real World and Road Rules, like, the separate shows, but, like, when they came together and did Real World Road Rules Challenge, right. My mom and I watched those together religiously when I was in high school.
Yeah. At 929 Morning Shift, you guys want to weigh in on Bo's Top 5 Tuesday. We've also been talking about the best pass rushers that the Falcons will face all season. They're missing, I don't know, 9 of the top 10, but there's still some good ones out there that we'll be talking about. Ali, did you have any egregious, like, just things that he left out on his top 5 that just, you're like, how could you do this?
Well, so it's going to go against what I said about the reality shows.
Oh, here we go.
But it follows one person. Just with different celebrities. Punk'd. You miss Punk'd.
Yeah.
And that, I do consider a reality show, probably the most authentic reality show, because we actually get to see celebrities as they truly are. Zach Braff yelling at a little kid for spray painting his car, like, got in his face. Like, Zach Braff lost work over that episode.
That's like, that's kind of like improv to me, like reality improv. It's almost its own world because You're pranking people. I mean, you know, I could say that the Jerky Boys TV show was like a reality show because you're calling people.
Yeah.
How about Catfish?
I'm not.
Now, Catfish is a good one.
Catfish is a great one.
That's the same. To me, that's the same. We're going down the same path. It's like a host, and then you feature different people every week.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't understand why yours is like Pimp My Ride's not a thing for you, but Punk'd is.
Pimp My Ride is like awarding someone for something. Like, Punk'd is putting them in difficult situations and seeing how they react.
Wouldn't Room Raiders be more of that?
Room Raiders was dating, wasn't it?
No, but you went into 3 potential people's room and you picked that person based
That's
on their
like
room.
The least reality show basis I've ever heard.
I just, like, I'm so upset.
What Punk'd is.
Yeah.
Okay.
404-726-0929. Reminder, this is Sports Radio 929 The Game, but we obviously have a lot of fun. Robin Big.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, what are we doing here?
I just think Robin
Big is staged.
How is
Robin Big not involved?
I think it's staged. I think it was
okay,
a lot
you made
of
that
staged.
Argument for any of the shows you just had, especially like Two A Days.
Two A Day wasn't staged.
Okay.
They were high schoolers.
Listen to me. Did I not just tell you 10 minutes ago that I know a bunch of these people?
That doesn't mean you know more than me.
All they do is set up the situations. They don't necessarily stage how the people react. They're like, hey. I mean, look, I told you guys before, on Hard Knocks, they're like, hey, offensive line guys, you guys are going to eat lunch at Chili's today. Like, what? Why would we do that? Oh, cuz we're buying you guys lunch at Chili's,
right?
Today. And then you go sit around. Now that never aired because we all just kind of sat around and looked at each other like, "What are we supposed to be talking about?"
Right.
And nothing ever happened. So they were just like, "Well, this is garbage cut. We're not going to put this on TV." And I think a lot of that happened. Yeah, they were like, "What, these guys didn't even talk to each other at lunch? What's going on?" I'm like, "We're in the middle of training camp, dude."
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, but none of that ever happens. They also tried to force me to take my boat out on the lake on my off day. I was like, "Dude, it's my off day. I'm going to sleep."
That's so funny. I would have been like, absolutely. Where's the camera?
Right.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
I'm actually shy. Well, first of all, nobody else wanted to do it either. They're like, dude, sleep. I was going to make Jake Matthews do it because he was a rookie. I was like, you're going to have to come with me because you're a rookie. The only person I can make do this. I'm actually shy. Like, and I shouldn't label Allie this way. Like, Laguna Beach.
I was just about to bring that up.
That's like, not real.
It's one of the OG
but
reality
that's
shows.
Not real.
Laguna Beach and also the baby sister of the newlywed show, Ashley Simpson's show. That was a great reality. When she was putting her record together, that was like a behind-the-scenes look at how all that happens.
Okay, answer me this. I've always been under the impression that The Hills and Laguna Beach are not real reality shows.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you keep saying this, but and then you include Two-A-Days.
Two-A-Day
in the real world.
Those are real people. Laguna Beach and The Hills were like actors.
They were not actors, but Kristen Cavallari has come along and said, you know, they would tell me, like, if you... Here's the problem, is, like, they would dangle carrots in front of them.
Right. So, I think that's like, what happens with all of them, though.
With The Hills specifically, Kristen Cavallari said there was a situation where they offered a Birkin bag to the other girls if they would claim that Kristen was doing drugs
on camera.
And they did!
Yeah, like, yeah, I fully believe
that. They didn't do that in 2 days. They were just high school kids trying to play football,
I'm shooting a couple texts right now.
Go. Text now. DeJong or whatever his name was.
DeJong.
Whatever.
DeJong. Anyways, 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on both top five lists. This is absolutely awful. The fact that Robin Biggs on there.
Can we also admire how much respect Bo has for Teen Mom? And
I mean, that's just so off-brand. So off-putting for him.
If you bring up Teen Mom in front of Bo Morgan and Mike Conti, it's the most entertaining 10 minutes you'll have.
I have no idea what our callers want to talk about right now, but that's why we just call it the wake-up call. Dylan, let's head out to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Dan from Decatur. Dan, I have no idea if you're enjoying this show or not, my friend, but thank you for calling in.
I've been over here laughing, cracking, I'm talking about the whole nine. I'm like, all of these shows, y'all are bringing back so many memories.
Yep.
And how could we forget about Sweet 16?
No, fire that off into the sun. No, that's a terrible show.
You know what I'm saying? Sweet 16. Like, how do we forget about that?
Yeah.
And then another one of my favorite ones was True Life. I just like how they kind of dove into that. True Life. And then my last one, I'm going to take y'all out with this one. The Osbournes.
That's good. That was a phenomenal, phone call.
That is a legit one that I did forget about. I should have had that on my honorable
mention. That was what started the conversation yesterday where this topic came up.
That's
How did we forget that? That's so true. We were talking about Ozzy's Black Sabbath thing. His send off, and that was that. That's crazy that
that's a phenomenal
The
one.
The Sweet 16 show is the worst piece of trash TV show I've ever seen. Like spoiled kids.
Did we talk about Catfish? Obviously, that kind of belongs to me. Catfish belongs in the punked Pimp My Ride genre.
Yeah, I mean, I think Catfish is one of them. It's such an interesting study of humans
and how we
interact. It's
terrible. I wish that one was fired into the sun, but it's not going to be. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go to Mike's Mafia, agent number 78 in the car.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
I swear this right here confirms of why I am a Mafia member.
Thank you, sir.
I cannot believe... he did it. Bo convinced me. Because he believes in these reality shows and that they're not staged, that's what lets me know right there that I have to be Mafia for life.
I know, right? This man's like, hey, Real World, no. Jersey Shore, not staged. Oh, my God. 2 days, not staged. Yeah, that's too funny, man.
The difference is when they started with The Real World, they were filming 24/7. It was for like 3 months or so. People had to leave jobs. But the expense to put all that together was high. So now it's low production cost to just give someone a scenario. Hey, go react to this at Chili's. Go. It's a lot cheaper to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys forget what Real World was when it started. And Road Rules, too. They literally had confessionals, like rooms that they would go and they would literally just talk-ish on their roommates. And there was nobody in there. Like, there was no producers originally on those shows. They were just... They would film.
It's the parent of like Big Brother, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a very, very, very good way to explain. I went John Freaking. Really good. But like that's what they did. And so, yeah, 2 days took a step further, but guess what? I freaking like 2 days. Okay? So
we got to the root
get
cause.
Off my lawn.
We got
all
the
right?
root cause.
And so I don't want to hear it.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in Mike from Marietta. Mike, what's going on, man? I like your name.
Yeah, it's a good one. I was not on Real World, but I was a finalist. The final like 10 or 11 people did not get chosen, but they definitely put you in situations. So they tell you how the only time I've ever been to LA was to do an interview for that show, the final like casting interview, and it is 100% run by the producers.
Hey, what year? What season? Like, what city were you?
It was
you
like
audition?
Season. It was late. I'm not crazy old. It was season 30. I want to say in Chicago, and just to give you, I was not on that season. But just to give you an example, they ended up bringing back the contestants' girlfriends or ex boyfriends in the middle of the season, and I.
No. Come back, Mike. Oh, there he is. Okay, we lost you for a second. Keep going. They brought back the girlfriends.
Yeah, or boyfriends, whoever they chose. You know, the final, like the contestants on that season, they brought back, what did they call it? Like in the closet, like, I don't know. They brought back ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends and did not tell those people.
Yes.
So, like, It is definitely run by production. You know, they tell you what to do. You do this, and obviously, you know, it's human will, like, you know, free will. You do whatever you want, but
the situations are set up, I think, is what Mike's trying. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, about season 30. I mean, now it's big corporate, but I'm talking about the OG.
But haven't we all read the things like House Hunters, where it's like, dude, I already bought my house 3 months ago, and they made me go look at two houses and just kind of talk about the good and bad.
But that's not a reality TV show.
Just real quick, I know this wasn't in your top five, but we have talked about Catfish. When I was back in college, I was doing a lot of like extra stuff just to make money on the side, a little side hustle in college.
Catfish. You got Catfish?
No way.
No. I did not get Catfish.
Okay, you were catfishing people.
No. Scamming. I was not on the show Catfish, but I met a person who was on the show Catfish. We were on a movie set, and she told me that the Catfish people reached out to her so she could be a catfish. So it's not like she organically was a catfish, but she got reached out to be a catfish. So they paid her to be a catfish.
Like a paid actress.
Wait. She was a paid actress.
Wait, you hear my heart breaking right now?
Yeah, told you that guy was a scam artist.
Now, I'm not saying Neve and Max, you know, set all of them up, but some of them were set up.
Well, they don't even work together anymore, Neve and Max.
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
But I bet the thing is, if you start production on a show, and then like all of a sudden participants like are like, I'm not.
It dries up.
Right. I would assume you try to, you know, recoup some of that cost by saying, we'll just bring in an actor to play this part.
Yeah. No, I do believe that when you audition for those shows and they fly you out, I do believe they put you in situations to see how you react, because the crazier you react, the crazier they think you are, and they want you for that.
Is The Amazing Race a reality show for you? We gotta go to break.
You know, I've never really watched it, so I don't want to judge it.
It is a reality show.
Well, but it's a contest.
It's like Road Rules.
Okay, if they follow you the whole time, yeah.
Survivor?
But they follow you the whole
Survivor
time.
Survivor is a reality show. You know that, right?
I'm going to make like an enneagram, but a Venn diagram, to explain reality TV to you. Well, coming up, we're going to get the top picks that Mike and Bo have made for the best pass rushers that the Falcons will face this season. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.